Look, very quickly, speaking of kicking a man when he's down, why, because of that dreadful performance by Essendon, somehow it's come out because the members have found out that Xavier Campbell, the CEO, has been extended for 2 years, which happened a month or 5 weeks ago, you know, not at the depths of their despair as they are now. Why? It was such a nasty society sometimes, aren't we? That an incident that happened 8 years ago at a Christmas party where Xavier Campbell had too much to drink and behaved badly and was investigated, why would it come out now?
So are you pointing the finger at the media that's covered this or at the supporters group that wrote a letter, I gather, of
A factionalised football club... Not so much the media. No, I think just general. I think it's a society in general one. This one, I feel.
Carrie, do you know what the answer
I feel
is?
Uncomfortable with it.
Carrie, is it because it got announced that Xavier was re-signed, or is it because the way Essendon's going, or is it both?
But well, the way Essendon's going, and he's got to wear some of the responsibility for that.
When a club's going badly, it turns people into nasty pasties, doesn't it? I mean, that's basically at the heart of it.
They are the most factionalised club, in my experience, in footy. And there's a lot of zealots who barrack for the Essendon Football Club, and I just thought that was untoward. Write to the president, send a copy to the media. 8 years ago... He was a 33-year-old CEO, or 40, 34. He behaved stupidly, terribly, upset some people deeply, but I didn't like the way it all came out.